What's your take on laparoscopic colectomy?
Well, I think we have a trial now in the United States that was run by Heidi Nelson from the Mayo Clinic, a multi-center trial that randomized patients to open versus closed, and it certainly showed that open was not worse in many circumstances. The advantage to laparoscopic was less narcotic use, one day less in narcotic use, and one day less in discharge. But more importantly, in terms of recurrence per stage and overall survival per stage, there was no difference between laparoscopic and open. Now, again, keep in mind that the laparoscopic surgeons who participated in that trial were experienced surgeons. And even with those experienced surgeons, there was a 21% conversion rate from laparoscopic to open. So in experienced hands, the operation is equivalent to open colectomy. So I think those physicians that are not experienced in laparoscopic colectomy can still do open colectomy. And I think something else has happened as laparoscopic colectomy evolved. Remember, I said that the advantage in laparoscopic was getting out of the hospital a day earlier and less day of narcotic use. While laparoscopic colectomy was evolving, we realized that even with open colectomy, you know, there was always this issue that you can't feed a patient after open colectomy until they pass gas or have a bowel movement. We know that that's not true anymore. And you can feed patients slowly, but starting on post-op day two, and they can get out of the hospital in 4 or 5 days. And with epidural catheters, pain is very well controlled postoperatively in an open colectomy. So there's a choice there, and I think physicians who are not trained in laparoscopic colectomy should stay away from it and do good open colectomies.